From WYPR, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. One of the most powerful forms of healing is peer support. Receiving advice and encouragement from someone who truly understands what you've been through because they've been through it too. Our guests today live by that philosophy. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society, or LEGS, says it provides resources and emotional peer support for gentlemen who are diversely abled. LEGS co-founder Calvin Mitchell explains the distinction.
Disabled, I mean, to a group of people is disabled is a misnomer. We are able individuals. I mean, I'm a CPA. I got 2 college degrees. And so that's why we call them diversely able, because we get it done in a different way.
We also hear from members Bong Del Rosario and Derek Waters. On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Kast. We're On the Record. One of the most powerful forms of healing is peer support. Receiving advice and words of encouragement from someone who truly understands what you've been through because they've been through it too. Our guests today live by that philosophy. The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society, or LEGS, provides what it calls resources and emotional support for gentlemen that are diversely abled, most often in wheelchairs. Resources and emotional peer support so that they can succeed and thrive. Later in the show, we'll meet LEGS' incoming president to hear his plans for the group's future. Joining us in studio now are the founders of LEGS. Calvin Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Derek Waters, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Calvin, what made you want to start a group like LEGS?
I was injured in 1975, a stabbing, and I'm paralyzed from chest down. And back then, when we was in the hospital, they kept us in the hospital for years. I mean, guys, when I got to the hospital then, guys was in the hospital for 10, 15 years. I stayed in the hospital, it was called Montebello at the time. I stayed there for 2 years.
Really?
But individuals that was there that was paralyzed and in and the condition before I got there, they was able, you know, they basically took me under their wing. And I look back at that time and realize that they were a tremendous help to me. I was 17 at the time, and they helped me adjust to this condition. And after I came out of there, that support wasn't in the community. And that's what LEGS provide, is that support. It's sort of like a gap between the institution and mainstream America. Because 2 years there, I had enough time to adjust to the fact that I was in the chair, for one, but coming out, that's another adjustment, coming out in the community. I mean, I was used to being able to go in to stores and, you know, purchase sodas or go to the restaurant and get what I want. But after I'm in the chair coming out, I mean, all of that changed. I couldn't just go into the store and get what I want. Paying for stuff and just couldn't do it in a wheelchair. It was different. You know, the environment, the community was different. I had to adjust to being in the community in the chair. I had already adapted to being in the chair, but then I had to adjust to the community in the chair as well.
And where did the idea for the name come from?
The name came from
the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society.
I was invited to a church, and took a friend with me. He was in the chair. His name Charlie Brown, a very good friend, passed away now. And we was invited to a church, and we went to the church. And Derek was invited. I think maybe a couple of weeks later. Yeah. But we ended up being about 7 of us going to this church. All of us was in wheelchairs at the time, and we would meet just before church started on the outside. Fellowship before church start. And we was outside one day of the church before it started, about 7 of us, all in wheelchairs. And one of the ministers was on the way in, and she said to us, how your legs doing? We had no idea what she was talking about. Just kind of looked at her and, you know, puzzled and looked. And she must have recognized, and then she looked at us and said, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. We said, oh, okay, we'll take that. And we ran with it from that point.
And you ran with it. Derek, so you met Calvin at church?
Yes, more so I met Calvin early on. When I was first injured, I went home from the rehab facility.
And actually, how were you injured?
I was injured, unfortunately, with a traumatic, from a gunshot wound, from a sawed-off shotgun. It caused traumatic brain injury. So it was really tough. I was brain dead for 2 hours, in a coma for 2 weeks. So once I returned from rehab, I met Calvin on his way to work, and I was on my way to rehab. So me and Calvin had that one kind of moment in time where we met. He just influenced me tremendously, and I don't think Calvin realized it until I remind him of it every now and again. So he really influenced me in that way. So I met Calvin on Mobility. It's a public transportation service that we have in the city of Baltimore.
He was 15 years old at the time.
I was very young.
And how do you describe the mission of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society?
The mission would be described as mentoring, outreach, networking, educating youth. That's the simple mission. And just to be there for one another and bring others in into our environment where we're at, where we're comfortable and getting assisted from each other.
Is that a pretty good definition, Calvin?
It's a pretty good definition. The mission is to continue that support that I had early on. I got it over a two-year period. Now when you go into an institution or a hospital or rehab, you're out within 2 or 3 weeks sometime and probably no longer than a month. So you really don't get that opportunity to adjust the way I had the opportunity to adjust. And so legs kind of fill in that gap. Individual come out of the hospital or the rehab, and they could call. I mean, they could call legs. They can call a member of legs and talk to us, and we meet them and go out with them, go to malls with them, and hang out, help them to adjust to the community again.
Yeah, we're going to give that number in a couple of minutes. Why do you talk about diversely abled as opposed to disabled?
Disabled. I mean, to group of people as disabled is a misnomer. We are able individuals. I mean, I'm a CPA. I got 2 college degrees. Derek had college degrees, and he's assistant manager at the Internal Revenue Service, been there for a while. And so you have individuals that are professors that are in wheelchairs. And so that's why we call them diversely able, because we get it done in a different way.
What is there for diversely abled women?
Well, there is another group of ladies. They are called themselves by the name of WEAM. I believe it's Women Embracing Abilities Now. Exactly. So we are more so are kind of their brothers of sorts, maybe. But there are definitely avenues out there for ladies who want to be diversely able as well.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Calvin Mitchell and Derek Waters, founders of LEGS, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society, a peer-to-peer mentoring and support group for men who are diversely abled. So what are the kinds of things, the kinds of ways that guys in LEGS can help each other?
Well, one instance is one gentleman may send a message out to others, say that, hey, my wheelchair is malfunctioning. In a matter of seconds, you may get 2 or 3 responses from the group saying, hey, try this. Do you need me to contact someone for you? I have a friend that works at New Motion or something to that effect. This networking, I believe, is one of the biggest assets to being together with each other, with LEGS.
And emotional support.
How do you do outreach? You talk about calling each other, but
outreach would be the, we go to Kernan Hospital on the third Sunday of each month. And what we do there is basically go in and provide mentoring. We go in and go into their break room there and we hang out. And individuals that wants to come and talk to us, we make it known that we are coming there. But individuals who are newly injured can come in and talk to us. If they have any questions about whether they're going home, they can come in and get out information. And when they get home, of course, they can give us calls. And we continue to follow up on that. We also, the second Saturday of each month, we also go to the League for People with Disabilities and help out with that. We volunteer there as well. We have, in the past, have given parties for individuals that are diversely abled, men and women, and had live bands and catered food.
And for their family and friends, they can come to a regular party of sorts where they can get around and function as if they were just at a party. So it'll be regular party-like atmosphere.
Exactly.
And this is for folks that are normally not able to go to things like that. So that's the type of things that we do.
You're both trained mentors with the Christopher Reeves Society. What does that entail?
Well, it entails generally one day you may get a message or email saying that we have a person that could benefit from your assistance. And like the last person I got was in South Carolina, so it's a lot of phone contact, but I haven't had a person yet that I've actually face-to-face met with. But I think a lot of it is via social media networking now, so therefore just been where they'll let me know that someone's available, and I'll reach out to that person and try to guide them through what they're dealing with. And they'll try to match it up to your specific disability.
And I have been able to develop friendship, long-distance friendship, with individuals who had spinal cord injuries through the Christopher Reed Foundation. And would call me, or I would call them, and we carry on dialogues. We became friends on Facebook. And so, and sometimes they do have problems they want to talk about, and they would call me and they say, man, how did you deal with this? And how did you deal with that? And help them out, talk them through it.
Derek, what do you get from being a mentor?
I get the feeling of accomplishment that I finally met and helped someone kind of along the lines that I needed help with. So it's kind of a feeling of giving back to somebody who had something that I may have not have had when I wanted, but I realized from my upbringing and my family support that I had coming up when I was first injured, I realized that this can be really beneficial. So I just get that feeling of self-accomplishment, and the benefit of helping somebody else is awesome.
Calvin, as an elder of the group, what's one of the most important things that you've learned as a mentor?
The courage of these men. I mean, and just to see the inspiration that I get from them, the inspiration and the drive that these guys have. These young guys are awesome, Derek and Bong and other individuals in the group. I mean, I can't say enough about them. And so they inspire me a lot.
I think you inspire everyone. Calvin Mitchell and Derek Waters founded LEGS, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society, a peer mentoring and support group for men, as they say, who are diversely abled. We have a link to the LEGS Facebook page at the On the Record page at WYPR.org, and their phone number is 443-297-9419. Again, the phone number is 443-297-9419. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break now on the record, and then I'll ask the incoming president of LEGS about his plans. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking today about the power of peer support with members of LEGS, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society. LEGS provides resources and emotional support for men whom some might call disabled. Many are in wheelchairs, but LEGS calls diversely abled. We began the conversation with co-founders Calvin Mitchell and Derek Walters. Derek is still with us, and we're joined now by Bong Del Rosario, incoming president of LEGS. Welcome to On the Record, Bong.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When did you find out about LEGS?
Well, I found out about LEGS in the late spring of 2016. I had known Derek for years, and he sent me a text message asking me if I wanted to come to a LEGS meeting. Oddly enough, I did not respond back to him, but there was a response sent back to him saying, yes, I'll be there. So
the response was sent by
from someone else. Yeah.
Someone else. Uh-huh. But you have been, I don't know whether you embrace the word disabled or not, you've been without use of your arms and legs since birth, right?
Yeah. Well, limited use of my arms and legs, yes, since birth. So unlike Calvin and unlike Derek, I was born with my disability. So from the time I was able to move on my own, I had to learn how to adapt to my environment, to my surroundings.
And mostly you have lived your life mainstreamed.
Yes. Ever since I was in the third grade, I have been in quote-unquote mainstream.
So you didn't really want to be part of a group that focused on being differently abled?
In all honesty, it wasn't that I didn't want to be a part of it. It wasn't that I was ashamed of my disability. I think a lot of it had to do with my upbringing. I was always taught to be as independent as I possibly could be. And I honestly think if I did it any other type of way, if I was raised any other type of way than the way I originally was raised, I don't think that I would have been as independent as I am now. Because back then in the early 80s and early 90s, there wasn't as much for people with disabilities as there is now. So I think by me keeping myself apart from that, it didn't give me a reason to want to ask or to ask for help. So now because of that, and because of Derek, who sent me that message.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to understand. What about the text message that you yourself didn't even respond to?
Right.
What did that somehow change your attitude toward being part of a group like this?
Well, I'll tell you, when I went to the meeting, I 100% enjoyed and wholeheartedly felt the message that Derek and Calvin were giving. And I felt like that was a very positive message to give back to people with disabilities or new disabilities, and just being able to be that extended arm for them, to be able to help others, either by educating them, emotional support, being an extended resource, or whatever the case may be. I felt as though it was a very powerful message. And the way that they presented it to me during the meeting was extremely powerful.
How did you present it to him, Derek?
I just think he became interested by knowing that, you know, we were all dealing with the same thing. And I believe that he may have forgotten that others, you know, that's not as independent as we are, do need some help and sometimes a push to get themselves up, you know, or get themselves up.
Let me ask you both, what are your plans for expanding outreach for Legs?
Right now, I have some different things in the works. Part-time, I work for the Image Center, which is an independent living center in Maryland.
What's it called?
It's called Image.
The Image Center.
Yes, the Image Center. It's located in Towson, but it is one of seven different independent living centers in the state of Maryland. So I personally do outreach and options counseling for people that are in rehab centers or nursing homes facilities, and I give them options of coming back into the community and living in the community. So I try to utilize that. I really want to get out to the youth. I feel very strongly about educating the youth about being able to go out there on their own, living without their parents, and just enjoying college life and working and being amongst the quote-unquote normal society. And then if they're anything like my parents are just overprotective, especially if you have a physical or developmental disability. So, you know, being able to teach the youth to be able to have that conversation with their parents and being able to be out on your own and living with a disability, and that it can be done.
That's Bong Del Rosario, the incoming president of LEGS, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Also with us is Derek Waters, a member of LEGS. They provide resources and emotional support for gentlemen who are diversely abled. I understand LEGS is creating a partnership with the League for People with Disabilities. Tell me about that.
Yes, Bong has kind of help partnership with David Greenberg, who's the CEO at the League, and they're developing a program where we can go there maybe once or twice a month in addition to when we're there normally to help. Also, we have some game days for the clients that are in the day programs there.
When Calvin and I met with the coordinator of the day program at the League a couple of weeks ago, we had a huge response from the people that were in the day program. And an overwhelming number of different activities that they had wanted to do. So we're looking to try to implement that. And I think having us there won't only help them, but it'll help us as well, because that's essentially what Legs is about. We want to continue to be a part of the community and give back. So if we want to continue to be able to do that, then we need to continue to make money, you know, and that's mentoring, you know, outreaching, networking, and educating our youth.
So you're talking about making money, M-O-N-E-Y, not cash.
That's correct, yes.
Derek, what do you most want people to understand about someone with your perspective?
Well, that the key is that, you know, life is very difficult. Generally, life is difficult by itself. But when you're dealing with a disability or an impairment, it can seemingly be very difficult. But trusting yourself and knowing that you can accomplish anything you desire to is the key, I believe, to having a self-fulfillment. And I think that's what I've learned by having so many supporting people around me and being a part of Legs, just to trust in yourself and know that you do need help sometimes, but always trust in yourself.
What about you, Bong? What would you most want people to understand about your perspective?
My disability is not an excuse for me not to be able to do something. If it's snowing outside and I need to be somewhere, unless the roads are shut down or unless my mode of transportation is shut down, then I'm going to make every effort to be there. If it's raining and, you know, lightning outside, then and I need to be somewhere, then, you know, that's what the ponchos are for. They can cover me and my chair. You know, I have to learn how to adapt to my environment and adapt to my settings. So if I'm able to do that, then anybody is able to do that. And for those who aren't familiar on how to adapt or, you know, don't feel as though they can adapt, that's what Legs is here for, to help them and to show them that anything is possible despite your situation or despite your disability.
What are your hopes for the future of Legs?
To continue to grow, to continue to learn, to continue to be able to educate and network with people with disabilities and different organizations with disabilities, and just to get our name out there nationwide. So we are definitely working on expanding.
Well, I'm grateful to you for telling us about it. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Bong Del Rosario and Derek Waters, members of Legs, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen Society. The group provides resources and emotional support for men who are diversely abled. Earlier, we also spoke with co-founder Calvin Mitchell. Our thanks to him, too. We have a link to Legs' Facebook page at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. And their phone number is 443-297-9419. Again, 443-297-9419. I'm Sheila Cast. I'm glad you've been with us on the record this morning. Hope you'll come back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.